Here's Mike Hankson.
Okay. I still want a door prize. I'm holding out for a door prize. Well, thank you all. Glad to be here and to talk with you about IRA. I had the pleasure of being involved originally with the Kurzweil Reading Machine when Ray Kurzweil came to the National Federation of the Blind and asked for people to help him with the product, and the National Federation of the Blind stepped up to the mark and said, sure, we are very interested in working with you, and we will make sure that we indeed help you make this a viable product. Ray saw the value of working with consumers, and it was pretty cool that he did that. And out of that, we got the Kurzweil Reading Machine, then the KNFB Reader, and now the app that we have currently on the phone, which is really pretty cool and as good as it gets. 2.5 years ago, I was contacted by a gentleman named Larry Bach, who said that he was the financial arm of a company called IRA Technologies. And what IRA Technologies was all about was a company that, in fact, would allow an individual to take a special pair of glasses with a smart camera on them and, in fact, talk to an agent who could describe anything and give any information that the blind person wanted. And literally, the camera would take pictures and show the individual who was watching the video stream that came from the camera what... Let me go back. The camera would transmit a video image to an agent. And also, using an app on a smartphone, it's not strong enough. Okay, I'm going to take it out of the stand. And also, with the smartphone that's using to control it all, you have an audio conversation with that agent. So picture what you have. You have a person sitting somewhere, we don't know where and we don't care at this point, who sees a video image of whatever the camera on your glasses sees, and also is talking with you, and also has a lot of other information available, such as GPS, Google Maps information, and so on. And literally what you can do is use this app to call an agent hired by IRA, trained by IRA, to describe information. And what you get out of it is, in fact, then information that you wouldn't otherwise have access to. So for example, when I go to the store, I can take IRA, activate the product, an image shows up on the screen of an agent, and I can say, I need to go find fat-free milk. Okay, start walking down the aisles. The milk, the refrigeration area is to your right. I will turn right and go there. The agent can say, I see the fat-free milk in half-gallon containers, which is what I need to buy for a variety of reasons. My wife is in a wheelchair and has a really hard time lifting up gallon containers. So we buy half gallons. So the agent sees the half gallons, and then I say, can we look at the sell-by dates because I want to get the freshest milk? The agent can read that. Basically, as quickly as anybody else can take you there and do it. But more important than just doing that, let's say you're in a mall and you're walking down the mall and you want to go to Sears or something like that. And as you're walking, the agent says, oh, I see that there's a sale at Shoe Outlet or something. Oh, I didn't really think about it. Yeah, I need a pair of shoes, and I'll go in and buy a pair of shoes. Suddenly, with IRA, you get to be as much a shopper as anyone else, not just a buyer. You don't just go get the stuff that you want to buy, you get to shop.
People cheer.
Yeah, is this the time to talk about the guy who took IRA to the casino? He lost, but he didn't blame IRA. You know, he brought it on himself. He went to the casino and took IRA, and he didn't come out ahead. But Scott White from the NFB, our national center, took IRA on a cruise recently, and he also went to the casino. I never did hear if he won or lost. Did he tell you?
No.
No, yeah, he won't admit, so that tells me he probably lost. And Jen's not going to say. But the point is that you can use IRA to get any kind of information you want. Now, when Larry Bach called me about this, I said, I don't want something that's going to consider itself a help. I want a true information source. And he said, that's what we want too. That is to say, I don't want a product that says to me, for example, when I come to a street corner, it's safe to cross the street. Cross now. That's not the agent's job. This is not a replacement for any of the techniques that we use, guide dogs or canes and so on. This is a device, this is a product that gives us additional information. So the agent might tell me I don't see cars coming because Debbie Stein's quiet cars are still quiet right at the moment. And so it's helpful to have that agent give me some of that data. And there are so many other ways to use it. Earlier this year, during the Washington seminar, people used IRA to go off and find congressional offices, especially those hard-to-find ones that hide. Or one of the persons used it because her father was buried at Arlington Cemetery, and she wanted to go to her father's grave. She got to the cemetery with Uber, and an IRA agent then took her to her father's grave. They spent some time there. And then the agent and she took a tour all around Arlington Cemetery. I used it this past September for the first time to visit the memorial, the September 11th memorial. I had been back to New York many times, but never got to see the memorial. So we arranged some time, and I actually went and got a really great description of the memorial and also the Freedom Tower and learned things I would not learn just from asking somebody else about it, because IRA gave me that information. The agent is trained to describe. And what Larry and later Suman, the owner of IRA, said is we really want the agents to be describers. They are visual interpreters. They are not helping you. They are visual interpreters. There's somebody I'm aware of who went to New York and used IRA around Rockefeller Center at Christmas time. Anybody we know?
Let's think about that.
Yeah, he's sitting right over here. That was pretty cool. And basically, you can use IRA to get any information you otherwise would not have access to. It's really that simple. I am going to call an IRA agent right now.
Agent, connecting.
I might turn the volume up a little bit on this.
Emily.
We get Emily.
Sound output, receiver. Sound output, speaker.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for calling IRA. This is Emily. How can I help you?
Hi, Emily. How are you? What's going on?
Not too much. Just started my shift about a half hour ago, so it's nice to have you bright and early.
And you
How's
are
it going
where?
With you?
And you are where?
Yeah.
And you're where?
I'm in Tucson, Arizona.
There you go. So Emily is one of about 85 agents now. They're all over the United States, specifically hired by IRA and trained to do what Emily does, which is things like, Emily, where are we?
So let me pull up my Google satellite. Okay, so it looks like you're at the Chicago Marriott in Naperville.
Now, you heard me call her, so I didn't clue her in. I didn't even know I was going to get her. So, Emily, what do you see in here in this room? And I really want to know if the people are awake, but what do you see?
Well, at least the woman in front of you is awake. If you can scan a little more to the left and right so I could get a fuller view, and then also tilt the camera up just a little bit more.
Let's look at this guy to my left. Do you know him?
Okay. Can you hold the camera a little more to the left? Right now I see the microphone stand and part of the microphone podium.
Yeah, that's not good.
I know.
So again, we are using the rear-facing phone camera.
Oh, that's right. There we go.
Perfect. Yep. Okay. And now up just a little bit. Okay, fantastic. He does look...
Looks familiar. Huh?
I'm trying to remember if I recognize him from a news article, but I can't recognize him off the top of my head. I apologize.
He's been on fake news before. That's hard. That's Mark Riccobono, the president of the NFB. So what else do you see in the room?
Okay, so it does look like everyone's nice and awake. I do see that it's a large conference room. Hi, someone's just waving from you at about where your 11 o'clock field of view is right now. There's about a dozen or so tables. They're all circular, round, and covered with white linens and black seated chairs. It looks like a lot of people here have white canes because it is one of the blind conventions. The carpet is in orange and red, red, black, round with some orange leaves on it. And the walls are a nice kind of calming beige color. And yeah, so far, yeah, I'm still looking for anyone sleeping. It looks like everyone's nice and awake. The woman in front of you is smiling.
Well, that's great. So what are some of the more interesting events that you have described or interesting things that you've described as an agent?
Well, I've been on a bus tour in Ketchikan, Alaska, which was pretty exciting. I went to the Pitbull and Enrique Iglesias concert not too long ago. I've been to some Renaissance fairs, which have been really exciting, and ridden on a Ferris wheel at the carnival. So I kind of get to travel just as much as the rest of the explorers do. It's really nice.
So the Renaissance fairs, does it make you want to go to a Renaissance fair and be a wench or anything like that?
A wench? I'm not sure.
You're not sure about that. Okay.
Just
hey, that's what they do at Renaissance fairs. Come on.